West Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me is Jody Havnot.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And you're getting just the two of us this week because Andrew has some business to take care of. We're going to try to get together as soon as we can. Don't take it personally. Let's see. So, the Moonstone concert that Kiss was supposed to play this weekend was postponed. I don't even know what's happened with it. So, I actually had to go down because, unfortunately, I made the huge error in the fact that I booked a hotel before I, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to figure out how that all felt. My girlfriend might have booked it afterwards and said, "Hey, I think we just, you know, now that I think about it, I think we got our money back and said, hell, let's go to Orlando anyway." We were supposed to see Kiss, and of course that got postponed. And I think Kiss dropped off that bill. And as well as I think Def Leppard and everybody else. But we had a good time, man, and I hope you guys enjoyed the Jody and Andrew show last week. I came home though today, and I got I ordered a couple People magazines from eBay. Very weird. This one's from April 10th, 1978, and this one is from January 21st. 1991. Okay. Both People magazines. One is the has an article with Peter Criss on the inside. It's two pages. It's him and his wife Deborah, and it was during that whole debacle with the homeless guy.
Okay.
Right. The other one is Cher. The cover says Cher and her new flame, and it shows a picture of Gene. And it says, "I'm starting to live again," she says. And Gene Simmons of Kiss is one reason, right?
Right.
So the funny thing is that the one from 1991 has Cher on the cover as well. It's really weird, you know. Think about how many years apart that is. But the crazy thing is that I got this. I'd never seen it before. The one from 78. I opened it up to the article. There is one teeny little picture of Gene with his mother in the article. I haven't read the article yet. I'm going to tonight. I thought it was really weird. I was like, they put him on the cover to sell the damn magazine. You know it. Totally. You know? The kids in 1978 especially were walking around. They saw Gene on the cover of People and they bought it. The funny thing is there's no mention of Peter Criss at all on the cover of the 1991.
Yeah.
And he got two pages.
Wow. Well, that was a big scandal.
Yeah, it was. But still, you know, and he had the blonde hair. He looked terrible with the blonde hair. I never really liked it.
I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, geez, man, that doesn't even look like Peter Criss.
It doesn't. No wonder they thought he was a homeless guy.
What was that guy's name? I forget.
It was Christopher Dickinson, a homeless man who had passed himself off as Peter Criss for years. The real Peter Criss was quietly raising a family in Redondo Beach, California. A month after the article was published, Peter Criss appeared on The Donahue Show to expose the fraud, clear his name, and confront his imposter.
How you doing?
A lot better.
Why couldn't you impersonate like the Lone Ranger or Tonto or something like that? You two guys, I think, just want to be on TV. You like it?
Yeah.
You guys like it? Welcome to rock and roll. You know?
That's fine. I'm in enough TV shows.
No, it's like the old Andy Warhol, you know, 15 minutes of fame.
I don't need
you got
to be on
it, babe.
TV.
It's all over for you three.
That's
well, let us.
Fine.
It's finished.
Wait a minute.
You messed with the wrong guy.
It was pretty crazy that, you know, the lady that found him still took him in too, which is crazy. They took care to take care of the dude. And I'm just like,
right.
Once I found out you were lying, you'd be hit the curb. Although if somebody told me they were Peter Criss, I would know. So I guess.
It's kind of, he doesn't look anything like Peter.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, you're not. And then I'd beat your ass for lying. No.
Liar.
So you were telling me something about Tommy Thayer. What's he doing?
Oh, he's got some like storybook app for children coming out that you can get on like Android and iPhone. I think it's called like Ernest Hummingbird.
Damn, man, Tommy's into everything, isn't he?
He was. I watched some interview he did, like, it was something for Samsung development of some sort, you know, but he was saying, you know, that he wrote this music for these songs, and it's like a book for kids about this hummingbird who decides he wants to start singing and not so much humming.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I mean, it's good that he's doing something good, you know, but it's just like, man, Tommy Thayer's into everything, man. It's like every time you hear about, he does more charity work than I think any other member of KISS.
Yeah,
he's always
cool.
Doing a golf tournament somewhere, raising money. His dad, I think, he's like an admiral or a general or some shit like that.
That's cool. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
He obviously was raised, you know, with respect. Yeah,
right. It was like a Q&A, so people were just asking him random questions, and someone asked him like what Gene thinks about him doing this app on the side, you know. And he said that he played it. He like showed it to Gene, and Gene was all about it. He's, you know, saying it's a good idea and all that kind
of
shit.
Of course, you know? Of course, so he did. He's like
behind it, you know. It's
how
cool.
Can we make some money?
Right, the KISS app, KISS storybook app.
Yeah, the KISS app. You know, where you could put the makeup on people's faces. That's kind of cool. But
yeah, I got that. That was a free one though.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of news. Let's talk about what the news we did get. We did get a video from Ace Frehley with Paul Stanley in it.
Yeah, it came out on Ace's birthday, right?
Yep. Watched the video, and the first, like, 10 seconds, I was like, all right, this has got promise. And after that, I was highly disappointed.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the first time you see it, it's cool to see Paul and Ace together, but it's just so...
Plain,
kind of generic,
stock,
if you will.
It was stock. Why do you think that is? I mean, obviously Ace put this together, right? His people put it together. Do you think that they were so excited that they were able to get Paul onto a video with Ace that they would just threw some shit together before it fell apart? Or, I mean, I would love to hear the story of this because if you watch it, it's very, you know.
It's just kind of a performance video. I was thinking, though, it does kind of represent what Ace's shows are like now, because this was filmed at the Roxy, and, you know, it's just a club, and that's basically his live setup, you know what I mean, that he has now. Not that you got to see it in Atlanta, but you know what I'm saying.
And, you know, the messed up thing, though, is that they could have, you know, thrown some things in between. It didn't have to be them on stage playing together in KISS when they were, you know. It could have been just them, you know, writing together or playing, you know. It was just
hanging out, walking down the street together.
It had so much potential. And don't get me wrong, I got the same warm fuzzy feeling everybody else did by seeing them on stage together, you know, playing. But how many scenes were they really in together?
It cuts to him a couple times, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like, man, it was, you know, at some point, you know, I don't know. I mean, of course, as a KISS fan and a classic KISS fan, you want classicness. And I just didn't, and I don't know. I'm maybe I need to watch it a few more times and take it as a you know, Ace Frehley video rather than something that.
It's not KISS.
It's not KISS for sure. But you brought Paul in there, man. They should have had way more interaction.
I think it would have been cooler if, like you were saying, rather than just the live performance kind of thing, if they were, maybe they should have shot it down in New York, you know, and they're walking down the streets, you know, checking out the Dress to Kill corner or whatever.
Yeah. You know, or like, you know, they could make it like one of those 1980s music montages where, you know, they get a cup of coffee and then one bumps and the other one, he spills it. Oh no. I don't know. I'm kidding, of course. But they had Paul. I mean, and I would love to know the real story. I would love to know if they said, okay, well, Paul came in. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on that stage. I'm going to perform this song 4 or 5 times. Film me doing it. Then take all that footage and interlock it with one where we play together, and then I'm going home, you know, because that's what it felt like we saw.
Yeah, the more times you see it, it loses its charm. It's like, yeah, I see Paul and Ace together, cool. But then after a while, it's like, man, this video is just kind of just a little plain, you know.
All the slow motion of Ace with the smoke coming out.
I've never liked that blue Les Paul either.
Oh, really?
Not to be picky, but
yeah, I got a buddy that powder blue or what? Is it?
It's like powder. Blue and silver.
Yeah,
sunburst.
I got a buddy that wants one so bad. But, you know, it's like, what did you say to me today? We could have done a better video on a phone.
It looks like, you know, you could have filmed that on somebody's iPhone with a little bit of a boom crane, and there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, so don't get us wrong, man. We're happy that the video got made because it's cool, you know?
Yeah, do you think it was, like, just so hyped that it could never live up to the hype in
maybe,
our own heads?
Maybe. The way they put that little snippet out, man, made it seem like it was going to be more badass than every Kiss video, you know. And it's really funny because we were driving down the road and my girlfriend goes, "So you didn't like the Ace video?" And I go, "No." And she goes, "How come not enough naked chicks in it for you?" I was like,
"That's part of it." Sure.
That's part of it, of course.
What I want to know is, you know, where was Richie for this? He's not even in it.
He's not in the video.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, well, I'll sit this one out. They got Paul. It'd be cool to see Richie in it, though. I mean, he's in the band. I bet he feels a little slighted, you know? I would feel what the fuck, man? You can have three guitars, you know?
Yeah, and he needed to.
Or what if Paul would have just sang it in his kind of like Soul Station getup or something?
Yeah. I mean, and at the end, Paul could have been smashing a guitar while Ace is standing behind him with the smoke coming. I mean, I would really. Okay, Ace, if you're out there listening, give Jody and I a call for your next video with Paul Stanley.
We got a couple phones. We'll make this shit happen.
Yeah, we will make it happen. It'll be more badass. It's just like,
I just think that, I don't know, anybody that just does like a performance vid where there's no crowd and there's just some light show, no fire, no nothing. It's just a little boring.
It could have even been just live, man.
Ace Live is a little more exciting.
Or Ace Live and even recorded live and Paul walk out there on stage to sing a song with Ace.
Yeah, the crowd would go bananas.
It would have been cool to see. You know, that I don't know. I don't know whose idea it was to. I'm going to have to, you know, I've been looking for interviews and, you know, it's not always the easiest things to find. People find them. It's really crazy, but I'm going to have to look it up and see what the director. No slight to him, you know, because they give you the idea. This is what we want. And then the director makes that, you know.
Yeah, I think he did. It's a well-made video per se, but I just don't like the direction that the video went in, you know.
Yeah.
The beginning, though, was super cool.
Yeah, where they walk up, you think we still got it? We still got it.
If I was directing, I would have had Gene pop out from around the corner and be like, "You're crazy. I still say you're nuts."
See, that's what it felt like.
Totally.
That's what it felt like.
I like that they pounded the fists.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning, they give Paul does that little sweet hug that he always does. Where he just barely.
Members of the family here tonight.
Yep, pat you on the side. All right, so video, you know, we enjoyed it the first time we saw it, and then after that, you know.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy it still, but it's just, I think they could have made a cooler video, that's all. Yeah. But kudos, you know, for even putting one together at all, it's cool.
Yeah, it gave us something, so that's pretty cool. And like I said, I got the warm, fuzzy feeling. I was happy.
Big time.
You know, you're like, oh, look at the two of them on the stage, that's pretty awesome, you know. That, you know, and you know, but two of my friends, that's what they were talking about. They were like, oh, it felt so good, made me so happy to see, you know, at least Ace and Paul are getting along, you know.
That's great.
Anyway, all right, so let's move forward. What's the next subject? Oh, end of the month on the 25th, a Wednesday. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think it's cool though, because I'm usually off on Wednesdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lately.
You got this Kiss Live in Vegas is going to be in the movie theaters.
You know what I'm really hoping, though? They it's got to have something besides just the live performance, right?
Right. I'm guessing that it's going to be shenanigans, like the monkeys in between.
I hope so, man. Because if you look at those set lists, you know, it'll be just like watching your standard, you know, Kiss thing. I'm sure it'll sound great and all. Do you think that they went back and, like, fixed shit, you know, like, alive
stuff? Well, see, that was what I was going to ask. Do you think that they went back and, like, fixed Paul's voice?
I think they did because, I mean, if you're going to put something out, why not fix it up?
Why not? Yeah. So, that's interesting.
But I've never, you know, I went and saw, like, Detroit Rock City in the theater, but I didn't see, like, the symphony in the theater like you did. So I'm kind of excited to see anything Kiss in a theater with a bunch of Kiss freaks.
You know, the crappy part is that the it's not real close to me. It's like a 50-minute drive.
Mine's, like, 15 minutes, but...
Yeah, that's better, though. I'll take 15 over 50.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And you got to pay, you know, you got to buy tickets online. And it's like, I got movie theaters around me. I don't understand. I'll tell you what. What's really crazy is that there's a movie theater, I don't know, 20 minutes away from me, that when you go in, it's in like the mall. And it has these big stand-up things. They're metal and they've got, like, you know, pictures on them. And they actually have Gene Simmons' picture on it. So I thought for sure this is the place to, you know, it advertises all these events, you know, like, you know, they'll show an opera every once in a while or a concert every once in a while. And you have to go to that movie theater to watch it, and it streams in live because they can do that shit now. But sure enough, they're not having the movie, and it's about 50 minutes away from me. I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to go because I work Wednesday night until 7:30. I don't know what time the damn movie's showing.
Right, because it'll probably only be a one-time
thing.
Yeah.
What they need to do is stream it on your computer, too, so if you can't go to the movie to watch it.
Do you think they'll have, like, Kiss merch, like Kiss cups and shit for your concessions?
I don't know, man. It was...
I think they will. They'll probably have a little pop-up merch stand, even.
That would be smart. I can honestly say they didn't have it when I went for the symphony. You know, if you had access to a movie theater, don't you think that, especially in a town like yours, where everybody, you have so many Kiss people, don't you think they should have midnight movies where they, you know, show, like, Kiss Meets the Phantom, you know?
Dude, I totally think they should do that. Around here, they got this, like, there's a, like, a record store called Slackers, and it's like, they used to do midnight movies at the local theater, and they never did Kiss Meets the Phantom, but they did a lot of cool ones, man. I got to see, like, Hard Day's Night there, and Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School, yeah.
The original Nightmare on Elm Street, like, all kinds of cool
shit. Oh, good.
Every weekend, it would be something different, but I never did get to see Kiss Meets the Phantom on a big screen, or Attack of the Phantoms, as it were.
Weird.
Have you seen it on the big screen?
Like, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Jody?
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
I'm losing you.
You losing me now? Fucking Skype.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're breaking up a little bit.
Do you want to... Let's hang up and call right back.
See. Okay, bye. All right. How about now?
I can hear you.
Good.
You hear me?
Yeah, okay.
I was asking you if you... Have you ever seen Phantom on the big screen?
On the big screen, no.
Yeah, neither have I. But I'd love to. What the fuck? This shit's getting ridiculous, man. Joe?
I don't know what's happening.
Hey.
What's happening?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I hear you fine now. It's like, Jesus, dude. You're not hearing me. I'm not hearing you.
Yeah.
You were saying, I don't even know what you were saying because I lost you. What were you talking about?
Oh, you know, having the opportunity to put together a show.
In a theater. That's about the last thing I heard.
Yeah, podcast. You know, put together a podcast, Rock City Presents.
That'd be awesome.
It would be cool.
And, you know, you could play like Winterland on the big screen or something.
Oh, man. I wonder who you'd have to pay.
I don't know, man. I mean,
you know, find out how do we do this. You know, you'd
probably have to license the shit from Kiss to be able to put it on the big screen and pay, you know, have people pay to get in, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, it would have to be something, you know, it would have to be something crazy. It would have to be Phantom of the Park, you know. It couldn't be.
Have like a double feature, man, like Phantom of the Park and Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. People wouldn't pay to see Winterland just because they could see that at home. And even though they could see Phantom of the Park home, that would be cool to see on the big screen.
Yeah. Or just have like a full day of like Kiss related films. You could do like Runaway and Phantom.
Halfway through like that Too Young to Die, man, everybody would be falling asleep. What happened?
Just do Runaway only, though. That's probably the best one.
Yeah.
And then Phantom would be where it would be. You know, that'd be the big headlining movie of the night.
Yeah, if you could get the rights to show Phantom in a small movie theater. I'll tell you what, man. I'll bet you any amount of money, if you found the right movie theater, they wouldn't even tell nobody. They would just say, yeah, just show it, and we'll charge $10 at the door. And
right.
You know what? It's like... You know, I've been to, like, how many times you gone to the midnight movie, man? They're showing the Rocky Horror, you know?
That one always gets shown, but it's a little more iconic as far as the late night film.
Yeah. Maybe somebody needs to start that all over again. Midnight movies were so much fun in high school, you know?
Yeah. I like to do it at a drive-in. How cool would that be?
Yeah, we have one here.
Yeah, we do too.
When they reshot that movie Footloose for the second time, they shot it here and they did it at the And the crazy part is one of my buddies is in it. He has like a speaking role in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's great.
His name is Dylan, and as soon as I saw, I was like, "Holy crap, that's Dylan!" I didn't even know he was in it.
That's cool.
But
I hated that remake though.
I liked it because of the girl though.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just so pointless.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. If you were going to screen Phantom, would you do the original, like, U.S. Phantom, or would you do the Attack where it has the different music?
The solo album music?
To me, I would go the original. Like, I kind of like the weird, like, kind of porno, kind of 70s funk that's in that movie.
I think that's what I would do as well. I think I would not. The new one, you know, the Australian one's cool because the music's different, you know?
Yeah.
And they put more Kiss in there, you know? But I would still go with the original just because there's more. They cut out stuff.
Yeah. Man, my favorite Rocket Ride scene.
Yeah. Forever and ever, my favorite scene in that movie will be when Gene busts through that wall and then he smashes that stand.
Yeah.
And then the roof goes up way straight up in the air, you know? And then after he walks by, you can see it being lowered back to the ground. It's like, damn,
funny,
really?
Man.
And then, the wires. That's what makes the movie so good, is that it's so bad, you know?
Right.
It's just great. The fact, like I said, I'll never forget, you know, seeing, you know, I missed it, you know, so... I got to like the after school program and all the kids were acting it out. And I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So many years later before I even got to see it.
Yeah. Like good times, like home video.
Yep.
Those things sold like hotcakes back then in the 80s.
Yeah. And then, not long ago when I went to meet Peter, in North Carolina, man, there was a guy selling bootleg copies of the original with nothing cut out of it, you know. It's
cool.
Pick that shit
wish,
up.
Don't you just wish they'd put that out on DVD and then you'd have like bonus features of the full everything they shot at Magic Mountain,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, not only that, like them arguing backstage and shit.
Right. Interviews with Ace's stunt double.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, yeah, that'd be funny. He was like, believe it or not, they were putting gloves on my hands and paint my face white because he was a black guy. I'll tell you the crazy part is I didn't even notice that there was a black guy playing Ace for a while. I knew it wasn't Ace, you know, but right. Somebody had to point it out to me. I was like, holy crap, that is a black guy. That's so – I mean, they had to stay on schedule to the point where they just, you know –
Yeah, they had to just keep rolling. Plus, Ace and Peter famously totally disinterested with this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
If they would have been more interested, it might have been better, you know?
Yeah, I would rather hear Peter's voice.
Yeah, Peter's voice, and you know,
fat ball bag fucking Devereaux.
When I watched,
we need Andrew for that.
Yeah, we did. so you know, so the 25th, you get the Kiss, you know, live in Vegas. I have some friends that went. You know, that's pretty cool.
I looked up the set list, man. The only thing that's really different is Tears Are Falling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was right on the heels of they did Kiss Cruise 4, got off the boat, went to Vegas.
Yeah, I had a friend that was there too. This guy Lonnie.
Yeah, and Andy, super fan Andy Moyen was there.
Right on. I mean, I would have loved to have gone, but it seems like a weird thing to put out as a movie. You think they would do something? We've talked about it on the show, but I really wish they'd just make a shit ton of animated movies, like the Scooby thing, but it wouldn't always have to have Scooby-Doo, you know?
Yeah. The Scooby-Doo thing was so good.
Yeah.
So many people that I know that weren't, you know, Kiss fans, how many of them just dig it? All the kids know who Kiss is now. And
yeah.
It's, you know, maybe they should have shown that in the theater. Bring your kids.
I'd still go to see that in the theater right now.
Bring your kids. We're going to show Scooby-Doo and Kiss in the theater, and, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things they've done in recent years, I think. I really do, man. It's great.
Major opportunity missed. You know what they need? They need me and you managing them.
Or just being the idea
fuck
man.
Doc McGee. Yeah, no, that's true.
Because all these ideas, everyone would love them, and they seem pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But
Kiss fans just want material. It, you know, just keep giving us stuff to buy and watch and enjoy and make it new and fresh. You know, even if it's something that we old, you know, package it new and, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like when they, you know, when they put out, you know, the old VHS videos that they did, you know, they did them on DVD, you know, and they stuck them out, and then we went right on out and bought them because it was cool to get them on DVD, totally. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if they put anything extra in them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't either.
You know what I really wish they would do? I think we may have even talked about it before, but have you seen, like, the Metallica, like, the box sets that they've been doing?
Oh, yeah.
Each record. Yeah. Like, you get the Kill 'Em All box set. It comes with the album. It comes with the CD of the record. It comes with all the demos, all the art, all the pictures, all the stickers, all the everything you'd want from that era in one big box.
Yeah.
And who could do that better than Kiss, dude?
Yeah. I, as a matter of fact, I saw those box sets. I saw commercials for them, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I love Metallica. There's no way I can afford something like that that they're doing, you know?
I was wondering how much they were, because you get a shit ton of material. Yeah.
But I went into the Walmart, man, and they had Kill 'Em All.
How much?
Ride the Lightning. They had, these are all CD. Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, the Black Album, Master of Puppets. I think those are the four that I saw. They were $5 a piece.
Really?
And I was like, oh, man, I bought Kill 'Em All and Ride the Lightning immediately. It's like... You know,
classic,
you know, you put them on, you're like, I remember when Metallica was good.
Totally. But that idea is such a great idea, and I don't see why Kiss wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because, man, they gave you the album, the CD, any of the singles that it came out with. Like, they even gave you the Jump in the Fire picture disc. They give you everything, man, the demos. I saw this video on YouTube where Lars is just ripping in old tapes straight to fucking digital, you know, just for this project. So you get like 8, 9, 10 different things in each box. How cool would that be with Kiss?
Yeah, you know, re-release, like, you know,
everything one at a time.
They did kind of do this, but you know, with the records in for the 40th anniversary. But I don't know. Look, this is what I can tell you. I don't know how much those damn box sets are, but if I go to the store right now and try to buy. Pick one, Ace's solo album, you know?
Yeah.
I think it still comes with the poster, it still comes with the insert, and I think the damn thing is still $45 or something like that. So what do you think the box set's going to cost? At least 100.
Yeah, you're right, but...
At least $100. So
it'd be so cool.
You, it would be cool if they would do it, you know, do one a year, you know, or one every 6 months, put them out.
Yeah, and you get all the shit, man, the demos, the art, the posters. It's cool.
Podcast Rock City.
So now it's time for, one of our new bits here on Podcast Rock City. It's called Jody's Song of the Week. I mean, every week Jody picks a song and we get to listen to it because it kicks ass. And Jody has amazing, immaculate taste in music. it's true. I know because he tells me. So, Jody, what song do you have for us this week?
I think I'm going to go with something off Unmasked. I think I'm going to go with Naked City.
Ooh.
I'm going to play the single version. This is off the singles box set. Sounds a little different. Sounds pretty good. Check it out.
Man, that kicks ass.
Yes, it does.
I never heard that before.
Similar. It's just got a, you know, it sounds remastered. It's got a little bit thicker than the old vinyl. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, and I always liked the original, so that, you know, to get me to like the, to, you know, a different version.
It's not like super different, but it does sound a little different.
Sounds thicker.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, well, you know, there's two of us this week, and we're gonna, our show's gonna be a little bit shorter than usual. We don't have Andrew, so we can't do Ask Andrew, but, you know, we've had fun. We hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to go to the movie. We'll mention it again, I'm sure, between now and when the movie comes out on
definitely
on the 25th. Check out the movie theaters that you can go see then. And don't forget that there's kisstalk.net.
Yes,
and
sir.
What that is a website where you could get Podcast Rock City, Kissery Science Theater, The Kiss Room, and the podcast all on one website, and we have players in there, so you could just listen to their, you know, listen to every show that we've ever done. And there's also a radio station, and that's kisstalk.listen2myshow.com. And if you go on there, there's a live feed constantly. It's in the beginning stages, so sometimes it's, you know, it's iffy. It's a company that is doing it for me, so I'm trying to work out all the, you know, all the bugs. But it's pretty awesome. I've been getting a few letters from you guys about the website, and I really appreciate that. Jody, you got anything to add?
I'd add, just check us out on kisstalk.net. Check us out on that Redbubble if you want any Podcast Rock City merch. We got t-shirts. You can get coffee mugs, posters, phones, cases,
and
whatever.
Also, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, Jody and I go live.
Yes,
if you go to the kisstalk.net, if you look, there's a little tab, click it, it says live, click the live thing, there's a player on there, and you can listen to Jody and I, and we play music that on Tuesday night. We usually go for about an hour, hour and a half. 2 hours is hard.
Yeah, it is.
But everybody that comes on chats with us, and, you know, we get a bunch of people on there, and we all have a good time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. We need more and more people, though. So join us. It's Tuesday nights, 9 p.m.
Tuesday
Eastern.
Night. Yeah, and you can. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can see announcements, you know, during the day. So thank you very much for listening. We are fans of Kiss Podcasts, as you can tell from what we were talking about. And you're going to hear their commercials right after this show in 3, 2, 1.
Peace. Mm-hmm. You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f- oh, f- me. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're gonna come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your podcast. Every month, the podcast crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss Talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkiss.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkiss.
The Podkiss, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you.